I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Unrest throughout the Middle East and North Africa has prompted questions about other dictatorial regimes following suit, specifically Central Asia and Kyrgyzstan. Despite the rioting last spring, Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says their partners in Kyrgyzstan don't think uprising is likely, but something else is stirring.
God laid it on the heart of this group of people to do a recording. ASM ended up with a copy of it. Our partners showed up asking if we happened to have any scriptures that might be recorded so that they could leave them with people who didn't read. And then the National Believers in Kyrgyzstan came up with the idea of reaching this isolated tribe.
Next, evangelist Andrew Palau is headed to Jamaica. No, it's not for vacation. It's for the Fun in the Sun 2011 festival. See, Jamaica is where Palau gave his heart to Christ during his father's evangelistic outreach in 1993. The festival will be held on March 19th. In addition, U.S. ministry teams will arrive a week earlier to help in the schools, neighborhoods, and in orphanage. Pray that many come to Christ as a result. And a Chinese pastor thinks that revival could be around the corner. China partner President Eric Berglund is currently in China to help train lay leaders in Yibin of Sichuan province. Berglund caught up with Yibin's church pastor Zhou, who says trainees are ready. Change is coming.
The partnership between some of the overseas organizations and also with our effort together, I think, say, for example, in the next 10 years, I think there's going to be a revival.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.